answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Under the leadership of President Donald J. Trump, the rogue Iranian terrorist regime is being absolutely crushed. 47 years of tolerating and enabling the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism are over. Iran's murderous terrorist leaders are paying for their crimes against America, and they are paying in blood. Since 1979, the terrorist Iranian regime has actively and intentionally facilitated the killings of Americans. They chant death to America and fund other radical terrorists who attack our country and are seeking to destroy Western civilization itself. These terrorists seized our embassy and took 66 Americans hostage in Tehran. They slaughtered 241 U.S. service members with a truck bombing in Beirut. They killed and maimed hundreds of American service members in Iraq. And this is just a small fraction of their blood-soaked record.
That is just a small fraction. That was Carolyn Leavitt of the White House talking about what we have done in Iran with the help of Israel and other nations gathering as well, because they do not want Iran to have a nuclear arsenal. If Iran really wanted to have nuclear power to help their country, you don't bury it in a mountainside. We don't bury any of our nuclear plants underground. You drive towards central Missouri and you'll see the stacks for our nuclear power plant in Missouri. You bury it underground if you're trying to protect it because you're actually building nuclear weapons to destroy someone, or in Iran's case, every infidel. That would be anyone that is not a jihadist willing to accept Sharia law and everything else that comes with it. And Carolyn Leavitt mentioned that bombing of our soldiers, 250-plus Marines killed. I specifically remember that day, and I'll tell you why. The news came to the U.S. on a Sunday morning, and I heard it as I'm getting our kids ready to go to church. And I'm listening to it, and I'm thinking, I wonder if the pastor is aware of this. So when he gets to our church, he is already getting ready to take the pulpit. And I asked him, can I have just a moment? And he looked at me like, why? I said, just a moment. And I filled him in, and he had not heard it. He had been preparing and in prayer for what he was going to be preaching on that Sunday morning. But it shook him to his core as well. That Marine barracks obliterated and the people inside it. He got to the podium and announced it to much of the congregation, and you could hear the gasp and the cries. They had not been paying attention to the news that day. Now, don't blame them. They were using a Sunday to be with their family and their friends and going to church to hear God's word. But the first words out of the pastor's mouth that day were, let us pray for the lives that have just been lost. Far, far away. It ended up being one young Marine who had a family here. It took a while to get identification and names pulled together. There were four or five families we found in the area that had Marines in that region. A couple of them actually assigned to that base, but they were not on the base at the time the bombing took place. And one other was, and he was injured but not dead. the Iranians, the terrorists, be they Iraq at one time, Iran, Hezbollah, Houthi rebels, Hamas, the rest of them, they wanted to kill Americans, period. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, March 5, 2026. And with Larry Connors, USA, I tell you, every day, you're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more knowledge than you did when we began the hour. Did you miss the previous hour? Shame on I got to stop doing that. I know you have other things to do in your life. But if you missed the previous hour, you missed a very interesting story behind the story of when Oprah Winfrey had to go to Amarillo, Texas for days to defend her name, her fortune, in a lawsuit against Texas cattlemen because she had mocked mad cow disease, saying, "I'll never eat another hamburger again." And beef was a big industry, still is, in Texas. And they sued her. They ended up losing. But for days, all of the attention was on Oprah Winfrey in Amarillo, Texas. If you missed the program, I've got a way for you to hear it. Pull up the podcast. Go to Newstalk STL for the podcast. LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com. Which, I remind you, you can sign up, and we will automatically drop these into your mailbox. We don't need a lot of information, just your name, your mailbox, and we do not share and certainly don't sell your information to anyone. And also, you can go to Larry Connors USA Facebook. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are doing audio and video. You can watch the program. News Talk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble. And I want to remind you of an event coming up, and I do this because it'll be here before you know it. The St. Charles County Lincoln Dinner Trump Dinner. The St. Charles County Lincoln Trump Dinner will be held the 20th of this month at Old Hickory Golf Club in St. Peter's. You want to be there? You want some VIP tickets? You just want to be there and hear some of the great speakers? You want to be in a mix with people that want to see our nation continue to grow and get better and better? You need to get tickets. You can go to stcharlesgop.com, get more details. Or you can go to Newstalk STL and get information. It's the 20th of this month. We're already in the 5th. Let me see my elementary math. 20 minus 5. There's nothing to carry. How many days? 15. Don't wait any longer. The Iranian crown prince has said, look, once things settle down in Iran, I think the people will want me to return.
So let me be clear about how a free Iran will act towards its neighbors and the world after the fall of this regime. In security and foreign policy, Iran's nuclear military program will end. Support for terrorist groups will cease immediately. A free Iran will work with regional and global partners to confront terrorism, organized crime, drug trafficking, and extremist Islamism. Iran will act as a friend and a stabilizing force in the region, and it will be a responsible partner in global security. In diplomacy, relations with the United States will be normalized, and our friendship with America and her people will be restored. The state of Israel will be recognized immediately. We will pursue the expansion of the Abraham Accords into the Cyrus Accords, bringing together a free Iran, Israel, and the Arab world.
In other words, return to the time before the Ayatollah took over, before they seized our embassy. Iran was more of a Western world at that point. Girls were going to school to learn. When the Ayatollah came in, no girl goes to a school. They don't need to know anything. And they must be covered head to toe, only their eyes visible. And when they're 7, 8, or 9, we might sexually mutilate them because it's our custom. And that's been happening in our nation with young Muslim girls, if they're following Sharia law. Once again, Carolyn Epic pointing out that when we went into Iran, we had a distinct plan.
Operation Epic Fury has forged a new path that will better ensure the security of the United States and our people. The terrorists made a bet that President Trump would be like many of his predecessors, that he would just talk and he would refuse to enforce his clear red lines. But that has proven to be a catastrophic error in judgment. When President Trump makes a threat, and I have reiterated that threat many times from this podium to all of you over the past year, President Trump does not bluff. The president's words are backed up by the mightiest warriors in the world who possess the most sophisticated capabilities this world has ever known. 49 and counting of the most senior Iranian regime leaders, including the supreme leader, have already been wiped off the face of the earth. Make no mistake, killing these brutal terrorists is good for America and makes the world a much safer place.
And you know what they're talking about? That maybe the guy to replace the Ayatollah will be his son, who apparently is also a hardliner. I'd really like to know if the son wants to be the next on the target kill list. And some of the actions that we, along with the Israeli troops, the IDF, have done during the beginning of this action have amazed even a 4-star general, Jack King.
I'm stunned by how much we're able to accomplish, pretty much on pace. I mean, I knew full well that at day 3, we wanted to have reduced their retaliation capability by 75%. In terms of ballistic missiles, and we hit that mark. And now we're up to, as reported, 86%. It's truly remarkable here what we know about the enemy, and because we have such exquisite knowledge about them, that we're able to also to use our combat power and distribute it so effectively and accomplish so much. And our when I first saw what we were attempting to achieve, I knew that these were ambitious goals to try to accomplish so much in that period of time. And our people are right on the mark here. The Navy is essentially gone and never did have an Air Force. But their major weapon systems, the ballistic missile is the focus. That's their major conventional system. It can do the most harm because of the lethality of it. They have considerably more drones, but they're not as lethal. And the fact that we've got the drones now down to, they can only at 73% retaliation, we reduced them that much. The drone penetration is around 10%, which is what the ballistic missile penetration is. And you can see out there that the casualties are very light.
And don't forget, for the first time since World War II, a U.S. Navy sub fired a torpedo and wiped out an Iranian ship that was in the Indian Ocean, saying, we are safe here. No, you're not. And 100-plus on board, not all died, so those remaining were rescued. General King said, Iran had a plan from the very beginning.
We know full well what Iran had planned. They had learned a lot of things, Dana, from a 12-day war. And from day one, they were expecting to unleash massive retaliation on a strike at Israel and our U.S. bases with missiles and with drones. And they were not even able to do that. Remember on the first day, the report out of the Central Command and the Israelis was a much more weakened response than what they had anticipated. And that had to do with disrupting the chain of command and also us attacking so heavily on that first day against those very targets to reduce their capability to literally to return fire. So we're really on a very good pace here. The Israelis are moving to another phase of the operation. We're going to continue taking away the weapons, and you see us doing that, ballistic missiles, drones, the Navy, and we're also going to systematically take, if you're manufacturing a weapon system in Iran, that's a target.
Yeah.
And we're going to take down all of those targets.
And I will tell you this, while there's been a blackout, trying to be a full blackout of what goes in or out of Iran information-wise, the word's still getting out. The Iranian people will start rising up again, and Kurdish forces are now joining them. And yet at the same time, there are reports that Iran is now reaching out to China saying, we need submarines, since one's been used against us. Once again, Carolyn Leavitt on us achieving our objectives.
At the beginning of Operation Epic Fury, launched last weekend, President Trump laid out clear objectives to the American people on what the U.S. military seeks to accomplish through these major combat operations. Number one, destroy the regime's deadly ballistic missiles and completely raise their missile industry to the ground. Number two, annihilate the Iranian regime's navy. And so far, we have destroyed more than 20 Iranian ships, including their top submarine last night, using a torpedo for the first time since World War II. There is not a single Iranian ship underway in the Arabian Gulf, Strait of Hormuz, or the Gulf of Oman. Number three, Operation Epic Fury will ensure the regime's terrorist proxies in the region can no longer destabilize the region or the free world and attack our armed forces. And thus far, Iran's proxies are hardly putting up a fight. Number four, this mission will guarantee that Iran can never obtain a nuclear weapon.
And that is the key. We have made that clear from the beginning. If you remember, Obama signed a statement, it was not a true treaty, saying, we'll let you go ahead and work on it. And he said, we'll never have a nuclear weapon on my watch. He was in his last year of his term. But they continue to work on it. And we will continue to wipe them out until they understand, you're not going to have one. Coming up, my guest, Kenneth Abramowitz, author of The Multi-Front War. And where we go from here with Iran. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, there's a story I haven't really had time to get to because we've had so much. I'm telling you, we go into these programs and I end up leaving a lot of it on the floor, but I've got to make sure you're aware of it. You're going to be hearing about it for some time to come. And I kind of alluded to it the other day, if I recall right. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, according to Trump, is out. Now, this is being, at this source, reported by Axios. So the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem leaving. She'll be replaced by Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. That would leave Trump's mass deportation agenda without its most prominent face. She drew some fury after accusing a Minneapolis nurse and mother, Renee Nicole Good, the nurse Alex Preddy, of being domestic terrorists because they were shot and killed by federal agents, bringing, in one case, Preddy's case, bringing a gun to a demonstration. So that's just some shakeout. Not really going to change what we're doing. Which brings me to my guest, Kenneth Abramowitz, author of the book, The Multi-Front War, Defending America from Political Islam, Crime, I'm sorry, China, Russia, Pandemic, and Racial Strife. Also the founder of SaveTheWest.com. Ken, glad to have you back on board.
Sure, great to be with you. Anytime.
So the political action continues to swirl around everything we're doing with Iran and what we've been doing with illegal immigrants in this nation. It all fits into the title of your book. We do have a multi-front war going on.
Well, this is why I wrote the book 5 years ago and why I thought of writing it 10 years ago when I looked tried to look into the future and said, We've got there's a song from the 1950s. There's a whole lot of shaking going on.
Yeah.
So I looked at the world and I said, yeah, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. And a lot of bad guys doing a lot of bad things. And they're working together, both abroad with our domestic enemies. And then I realized that we were in a world war, which I call World War III, because everybody was fighting everybody everywhere. So I said, well, that sounds like World War III to me, as opposed to World War I and II, where the war was over there, if you remember that famous song from
sure.
that time.
Yeah.
But World War III, to quote the Beatles, is here, there, and everywhere. So every time I see bad things, either here domestically or abroad, I try to link them together in my mind and try to guess what's going on.
I think a lot of folks would certainly say, well, I can see where we're going to have to deal with political Islam, Islamists, not Muslims, Muslim, but Islamists, and China and Russia, and maybe some pandemic racial strife, still a part of our culture, unfortunately, because every time somebody wants to play the race card, they find it and they play it really big. And nobody wants to be called a bigot, so they just sit quietly and accept it.
That's exactly right. And I've read, or people tell me, and I've observed, America's like the least racist society in the history of the world. Yet,
I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to stop you there because I can hear many yelling, "You brought slavery to our nation."
Sure, sure. But we fixed it. By the way, every country, every nationality had slavery in history.
You're right. And in fact, those slaves brought over were captured by other Africans to send them as slaves.
Yeah, right. So we're the ones who stood up and said, this is not right. And we fought a war over it. And roughly, if I remember, 700,000 of our great Americans 160 or so years ago died in order to end slavery.
Brother against brother in some cases. Brother against brother.
Yeah, but I'm very proud of what America has done to fix slavery and integrate all of us. Because remember, according to the Declaration of Independence, our government is dedicated to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for everybody. It's not like an asterisk if you look like this or if you look like that or you think like this. No, everybody in the country deserves life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And it just took us 250 years to get there.
Before you joined us, I was letting the audience hear remarks from the Iranian crown prince, who's saying basically when all this quiets down, he would like to see himself go back in and take over Iran. Said, and the first thing we will do is establish peace with Israel. They will become our best friends. We'll be the best of allies. In other words, go back to prior to 1979, and it was more of a Western world. But at the same time, Gavin Newsom in California is saying Israel has become an apartheid state, and we need to rethink our relationship with them.
Well, I mean, that's a racist comment, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And the Democrat Party has become the party of racism. And so in this example, that statement was racism and slander against the Jews. One of the techniques that the bad guys use, I call the bad guys the Reds, the Greens, and the Blues. The Reds are the communists. Greens are the Islamists. Blues are the globalists, color-coded blue for the UN colors.
Oh, yeah.
They use slander. One of the major ways they use to fight when they're not fighting kinetically is to slander someone. And that's a good example of anti-Semitic slander. And it's not considered illegal. I think we have to start criminalizing anti-Semitic slander. By the way, we criminalize racism against blacks. They either criminalized it or made it socially unacceptable, either however you want to look at it. We should do the same with anti-Semitism. Just make it socially unacceptable and at times criminal.
Well, the war currently underway with Iran, Abidjan got hit today by drones. Iran is striking out at anyone and everyone in the region. I don't know how they think they're going to get any allies if they're attacking those that are around them in addition to just Israel.
Well, it's par for the course for Iran in the sense that I call Iran an Islamo-Nazi death cult. So it's think of it as Hitler on steroids. Yeah. Hitler was like part one, and now this is part two of the saga of people who have death cults. And so they publicly said they want to kill everyone in America, which is, by the way, 90% Christian, everyone in Israel, which is 80% Jewish. So they've already declared war on Christians and Jews. Now, if you went into their brains and other things that they said, they also hate Hindus, in other words, everyone in India, mm-hmm. and they hate Sunni Arabs.
Yeah.
Roughly 85% of Arabs are Sunni, 15% of Muslims are Shiite, and they represent the Shiites. They'd kill all the Sunnis, and you're seeing it right now. They're trying to kill all the Sunnis, as well as all the Christians, all the Jews. I'm waiting for them to attack India. You know, they forgot about India because they hate India too.
They got alliances with Pakistan, so that might be some reference there. But very quickly in the last couple minutes, I mean, who else can they end up hating? Obviously, anyone and everyone. Then you've got the tribal factions inside each of those groups.
Well, they also hate their population. 90% of the population hates the government. And there's, in round numbers, 93 million people in Iran. Let's just say they hate 80 million. They'd kill 80 million of their own citizens if they had to maintain power. Fortunately, America and Israel is blowing them up so fast that they can't kill their 80 million people, which they would do. They can't kill for maybe another week. They won't be able to kill any more Jews, Christians, and Sunnis, and they're going to get exactly what they deserve, which is death and destruction, which is exactly what death cults deserve.
But we still have so many in our nation, and that would include members of Congress, mostly Democrats, but some Republicans are getting weak-kneed, Rand Paul being one of them, and saying, well, we really have done this wrong, and the violation of the War Powers Act needs to be called into question. He has not violated the War Powers Act as it's written.
No. And bear in mind, the Constitution says the president's commander-in-chief.
Yes.
It's not like an asterisk that says commander-in-chief if I agree with him. No. He's commander-in-chief. It doesn't matter whether I agree with him or you or Ron Paul. Okay? He's commander-in-chief, and his job is to protect us from all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's his responsibility, and that's what he's doing.
Biden, I guess, must have forgotten that when he declared open borders, I guess. We'll leave that for another day. Go ahead.
Was an act of war.
Absolutely,
against the American
was.
People.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kenneth, I want to thank you for your time. Kenneth Abramovitz, author of The Multi-Front War, Defending America from Political Islam, China, Russia, Pandemic, Racial Strife, founder of the group SaveTheWest.com. I strongly urge you to check it out. Thank you very much for your time, Kenneth.
Sure. Pleasure to be with you anytime.
You bet we'll do it again. By the way, the word did come down today that apparently under pressure from China, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard has modified its threats to close the Strait of Hormuz to worldwide shipping. Now it's only going to attack American, Israeli, and European ships. If you're going to China and you're flying a China flag, you're free to go. Coming up, how energy prices could be changing through AI.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The president called all the leaders of these tech companies to the White House right after he took office, and he chartered me immediately. The United States must lead in AI. We can't have the energy subtraction policies of the Biden administration and send AI overseas. We have to lead here in the United States, and we have to stop the ruinous price rises the Biden administration did. But those two things can be and are being achieved. And so we've been working with these companies since the start of the administration. In fact, Laura, I've got to point out, Indiana, just a few days ago, is the first state that filed for a rate reduction request to their Committee on Electricity. And many other states have had multi-year freezes in their electricity rates. And these are made possible by the U.S. government in partnership with these large data center developers to bring this AI, bring these investments, but bring with it no price increase to Americans, ultimately price decreases.
Did you hear what he just said? That was Energy Secretary Wright. They have actually found that we're going to make these AI companies pay for some of the electricity they're using, and they'll find a way to reduce it pretty fast. Part of this gets down to the coolant water that we've been told is needed, that these AI devices run so hot they need to constantly be cooled. Now, I don't mean you throw water on them, but they're using it as a refrigeration type unit. And I know from the very beginning, I'm not the smartest knife in the block. I know that. But I thought, why don't you just recircle it? Recirculate it. I mean, it's not like you're flushing the toilet water and you want it to come out of your drinking faucet. That I know we don't want to do. But if it's in a closed circuit system, just ship it back around again. You don't have to constantly be looking. But, of course, they were looking for ways to get what they want and have taxpayers pay for it. You heard Energy Secretary Wright say, we have found ways to reduce the cost they were going to be spending and take the burden off the taxpayer. And they're just beginning to do it. So all of the noise you've been hearing about how much AI is going to hurt, especially your pocketbook, they'll find another way to bring something to the forefront. The other day, I noticed one of the AI groups did lay off something like 4,000 employees. They suddenly realized AI took their jobs. We don't need them. Now, they've been telling you it will create more jobs, won't cost jobs. There's a plus minus here. You have to keep that in mind. You want to go back to the very basic. The first time the Motor T started rolling down the roadway, frightening horses and women and children, what's that darn contraption going to do? And a lot of those places that housed horses and that were horseshoe banging away on an anvil to shape one for a hoof. Well, what am I going to do? Jobs change. Some change, some go on to something else. The same thing has happened all across our nation from the Industrial Revolution as eventually plants began to shut down, steel was being imported, dumped into our nation, causing us to shut steel plants locally, car manufacturing the same thing. It's an evolution. Does not mean someone doesn't get hurt. And it is a shame when it happens to anyone. But those who run around crying out that the sky is falling are just trying to spread fear. Tell you where they really need to have the sky fall down, and that's in the state of Minnesota. That is because they've had so much fraud uncovered that they can't. They still don't really know. They keep telling us $19 billion, and that might just be the tip of it. And that's just in the Somalia neighborhoods of Minnesota, and that is just within Minnesota, not other states where various schemes, scams have been put together to steal either COVID money or money meant to go to help Social Security recipients, welfare recipients, kids that have autism, child care. But I'm telling you, the way the left was running things, they just throw money at it. What do they care? It's not their money. It's your money. So we had on front of Congress, Minnesota Governor Walz and Congressman Comer, who oversees that committee, was absolutely incensed.
Well, there were two different sides. The Republicans are trying to get the backs of the taxpayers. Americans are frustrated with the percentage of their tax dollars that they send to Washington that's lost in fraud. We've all seen with our own eyes what's happening in Minnesota, especially amongst the Somali population, defrauding all the social programs in Minnesota. What our investigation was about was to determine whether or not Governor Walz and Attorney General Ellison knew about the fraud. And after months of bringing in the whistleblowers, we talked to 30 Minnesota state employees. We did transcribed interviews with 9 state employees. They testified under oath that they had been warning Governor Walz and Attorney Ellison for years about the fraud, and they were told to stand down. Some were even retaliated against because Governor Walz and Attorney General Ellison didn't want to do anything to hurt their base in Minnesota, and their base are welfare recipients, especially that big Somali voting bloc in Minnesota.
And, of course, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar right in the middle of it. And she had a lot of the Somalia vote, obviously. And she had to know. She wants to sue me. Get in line. But I say she had to know that the fraud was underway. But if you want to allow some grace, she didn't know. But when all the whistleblowers were coming forward, don't you think she would have heard then? Do you not think she should have been investigating? And certainly the governor should have been investigating when members of their various social service departments were coming forward and saying money is being stolen. And every dollar taken that could have gone to help someone really in need went to someone to go buy a new Bentley. South Carolina Congresswoman Mace.
How much money was spent on autism in Minnesota in 2017, Governor?
I don't have those numbers in front of me, Congresswoman.
Did you prepare for this hearing today?
I take Congress seriously.
And you've seen the numbers about autism fraud in Minnesota. So we're going to do some Minnesota math with you today, okay? Are you ready? How much money was spent on 2017 for autism in Minnesota? How much?
I don't know. I wasn't the governor.
Oh. Okay.
Did you not just say that you prepared for this hearing today? $1 million, okay? A quick Google search or using your AI could tell you $1 million was spent. How much money was spent on autism in Minnesota in 2024?
I don't have the number in front of me.
Mm.
As were you governor in 2024?
Mm-hmm. I was, but I'm not the...
Okay, so your excuse before that you didn't know what 2017 autism numbers were because you were not governor, and today you can't answer the numbers about 2024 as governor, and you still said you prepared for this hearing today. It's unbelievable. $343
million. $343
million.
He didn't know what it was when he was not governor. Okay, I'll grant you some grace. But when you were governor, and since you were going to congressional hearing, you didn't think they were going to be discussing recipes, did you? You knew damn well what they were going to be asking about. No surprise there. But here's how they do this. They don't come in with anything in their hand that they can cite because they know it would be a lie and they'd be facing federal perjury charges. So the best thing is just play dumb. Which is not so hard for some of them to do. Not at all. Texas Congressman Pat Fallon went after him.
Walsh, do you believe the 70,000-strong Somali community as a whole has made a positive impact on your state?
I do.
So you'd be the opinion, fair to say, that the Somali community has successfully assimilated and is making Minnesota better?
Yeah, I believe they're on that path, yes.
I'm just curious by what metric you'd come to that conclusion. I just looked at some hard data. And do you have any idea what percentage of the native-born Minnesotans, all races, live in poverty in your state right now?
I don't have specifically.
I'll share it with you. It's 8%. For the Somali community, it's 52%. How about receiving food stamps?
Same thing. I don't
know. All right, I'll run it down with you. It's 7%, and then compared to 54% in the Somali community, and then don't have at least a high school diploma. For all Minnesotans, it's 5%. Somali community, it's 39%. One family member at least on Medicaid, it's 18% for Minnesota, 73% for the Somali community, and receiving welfare of some form, it's 21%, and it's 81% for the Somali community.
Good God, do you not see those disparity in the numbers? Of course you do. ¼% of Somalians are on food stamps, 54%. 81% have a family member on Medicaid. That's assuming they're really a family member and they are still alive. 87% of those charged in the Minnesota fraud scheme are Somalia. Well, that doesn't say all 87% are guilty. I'll be the first to agree with that. But multiple convictions have been inside the Somalia community. You know the saying, where there's fire, you got it. And what are the chances of getting all that money, $14 billion, back? Well, Tennessee Congressman Burchett says you can kiss it goodbye.
Sir, PIQC is accused of $300 million in fraud and significant assets, yet no charges and no attempts to recover taxpayer money. I'll remind y'all, $19 billion, I was a state legislator, and I can remember when our state budget was $19 billion. This is money that's been stolen, and it will not be recovered, and you all are to blame, and every dadgum one of you all ought to step down.
Yeah,
thank
step
you, Mr.
down.
Chairman.
And be locked up, let me add that. I want a full reckoning. They're never going to pay the money back. They can't pay the money back. But they should be locked up because they were committing fraud. And you remember when the leftists loved their favorite TV programs and their papers because they were also owned by some of their fellow leftists? This is a new day.
The news tonight is about the news. CNN has been rocked by a sudden change. It was going to be part of a Netflix acquisition that was likely to then spin it out so that it would be independent or potentially bought in the future. That changed last night. Netflix dropped its bid because of a MAGA allied competitor, which now has won the bid to buy Warner Brothers and all of its properties, including CNN. It means the Ellison family, which is tight with Trump, we'll have control of that empire, a heck of a lot of programming and Hollywood and creative control and CNN if the deal goes through. The only thing left here is regulatory approval.
And, of course, what they're going to do now is cry, you're owned by Trump. You're owned by the MAGA people. We'll never get... I don't even know if I can say this without laughing out loud. I'll try. We're never going to get free and impartial news anymore. Like we have had. I made it all the way through without laughing. Because you were not getting free and impartial news when they were being owned by the lefties, were you? Of course you weren't. You were getting recycled junk. And especially if they could find any way to go after Trump. So for a lot of those, they recognize if a Trump supporter, Ellison family, ends up owning the corporation, there could be a lot of the leftist CNN anchors and others on the chopping block. It would not bother me one bit because they're not really journalists. They're propagandists, and that's what they've been practicing all these years. I've told you before, like PBS and NPR, funded with your tax dollars, they can do legitimate coverage, fair and balanced. I've seen it. But they just can't help but getting a little snarky occasionally, throwing in one or two little lines to let you know that we're smarter than you. So now I'm hearing a lot of cries from MSNBC, MS Now. What are we going to do? My God, and CNN, what are we going to do? Cry in your milk. Drink your tears. Me? I'm getting a fifth of Jack, and I'm going to have a grand time laughing at you trying to stay relevant, much less truthful, which you're never going to achieve. As always, thank you for listening. Our story behind the story tomorrow night. When you first learn to dance, especially you young men or older, might be a story similar to what you already know. Who was your dance partner? And again, remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.